Now Beauty, her father, her brothers, and her sisters live in a small country house. Beauty gets up early every day. She cleans the house, cooks dinner for her family, and washes the dishes. Her brothers work in the garden with their father. After her work is ready, Beauty reads books, plays the piano, and sings. She enjoys listening to music. She smiles and laughs. Her sisters get up late. They do not help their family. Every day they sit and say, "What a stupid girl Beauty is! She is happy when we are so sad. We have no parties and no games. There are no rich men to marry us. Life is so bad." They often complain of their boring life in the countryside. Father does not say a word to them, but he understands that Beauty is a very good girl. He sees that she does all the work about the house. He sees that her sisters never help her and often say bad things about her. He loves Beauty very much. A year passes and the family lives a quiet life. One day, a letter comes. The merchant opens it and reads it. There is good news. A boat with wonderful things is in town. These are his things, and he can sell them and become rich again. The merchant must go to the town. He goes to work. He takes his horse, and he is ready to go. The two sisters jump and dance. They want to come and live in town again. They ask their father, "Dad, bring us dresses, ribbons, and hats." Beauty does not ask for anything. She thinks that her family must save the money. But her father is ready to bring his kind and beautiful daughter a present. He says, "Beauty, what can I give you?" Beauty thinks and says, "Please, bring me a red rose. I love red roses, and there are no roses in our garden. I want to plant them." The merchant goes to the town. He has many problems. He cannot sell his wonderful things from the boat. He is still poor, and he must go back home. He is near his house, but his horse does not know the road. He understands that he is lost. He thinks of his children. It rains. The sky is dark. The merchant hears the wolves. His horse runs to a new road. All at once, the merchant sees light. He sees a beautiful castle. It does not rain near the castle. His horse goes there. He comes to the door and says, "Knock, knock, kind master." There is no answer. The merchant is very tired, so he goes in.